Amen.
Amen. We certainly praise God for His goodness, His precious and marvelous grace. His grace that has brought us this far.
Yes.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg in manifestation. But before we get going, I want you to bow your heads with me for a word of prayer.
Amen.
Let us pray. Now, righteous eternal God, our Father, Lord, we thank you for these whom thou hast caused to assemble themselves before, Lord, the teaching, preaching of your blessed word. And we pray, O Lord, according to thy infinite mercy, thy grace and goodness, and according to your eternal purpose, Lord, manifest it in time. We pray, Lord, that you illuminate and enlighten the minds of these, O God, whom you've caused, whom you've enabled to assemble here today. Pray much blessing on those apart from us and your people everywhere. Wheresoever this word of grace may reach over the internet, Lord, we pray blessing, we pray illumination, we pray enlightenment, and we pray, Lord, bolstered help, hope. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want you to turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy. And I trust that everyone have a Bible. If you're in the fifth grade or higher, you need a Bible in your hand at this time. You do need a Bible in order to follow along with Thus Saith the Lord. You may not think you're going to need God's Word. You may not feel like you're going to need God's Word. You may not even know that you're going to need God's Word covering you, enlightening you, forming and shaping your mindset in this day and time. But you do. You really, really, truly do.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 2, I was going to take as a context verses 8 through 11, but I want to ask Ella Liveman, who's our designated reader today, if he would read from verses 1 through 13. As a context, verses 1 through 13, and as a text, within that context, we're going to deal with verses 8 through 13, if time allow. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. You may read.
2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with the first verse. We'll be reading 1 through 13, beginning with the first verse.
Yes.
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also.
The things that thou hast heard of me, not of Peter, not of Andrew, not of James, not of Bartholomew, not of Thomas, nor any other of the 12 who accompanied with Jesus in his earthly fleshly manifestation, but the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, that those things commit to faithful men.
Yes.
Faithful men what?
Faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
Those things. Those very things that you got from me committed to faithful men who shall be able to convey those same things to others also.
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Christ. No man that warreth
entangling
himself with the affairs of this life.
No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. We give concern, we give attention to the things of this life, but we don't put it in overdrive. We take care of business, we take care of our affairs, but we don't get wrapped all up in the things of this life.
That's right.
We have relaxation and social activities and relationships and duties and things that we enjoy and recreation, but we don't get all consumed, taken away, mesmerized with the things of this life. Why? Elder said it earlier. At best, they are temporary. Temporary meaning not long. Read on, Elder.
That he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier.
That is Christ, all right?
And if a man also strive for masteries,
mm-hmm.
yet is he not crowned?
Mm-hmm.
Except he strive lawfully.
Mm-hmm.
The husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits.
Now these are pastoral things that Paul is conveying to Timothy. Uh-huh.
Consider what I say.
Consider what I say.
And the Lord give thee understanding in all things.
And the Lord, consider the words that I speak unto you today, and the Lord give thee understanding is my prayer. He's the one that hath to do it. The Lord give us understanding in all things. Uh-huh.
Remember that Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
of the seed of David was raised from the dead mm-hmm. according to my gospel.
According to my gospel.
Wherein I suffer trouble
mm-hmm.
as an evildoer,
mm-hmm.
even unto bonds.
Yes.
But the word of God is not bound.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake.
Listen to these words. Listen carefully. Follow along. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake. Uh-huh.
That they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
With eternal glory, uh-huh.
It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him.
Now I want you to take special note here, because there are certain portions in the gospel of the grace of God in this writings of Paul
yes.
that some try to jump on to say or affirm that there are conditions. You got to do this to get that. In grace, there are no conditions. If here, the subordinating conjunction if here is not imposing a condition on your salvation or your eternal security. We're going to bring that out later. So I want you to pay close attention to the words of this writing. Read on, Ella. Is it a faithful sin for if we be dead with him?
We shall also live with him.
We shall also live with him. Mm-hmm.
If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
We shall also reign with him.
If we deny him, he also will deny us.
He also will deny us. Don't worry, I'm gonna take care of this. I'm gonna make it right. You won't leave here thinking that there's conditions placed on your salvation or your eternal security. You won't. And lastly,
If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful.
He abideth faithful.
He cannot deny himself.
He cannot deny himself. Amen. Thank you, Ella. And stay tuned. I want you to keep this in mind as we speak to you today. Eternal truth.
Yes.
I said a mouthful already.
That's right.
Just that word eternal is more than a mouthful. It opens up unlimitedness. And we're going to have to think outside the box today. Amen. And pray God give us understanding. We're going to have to think outside of our environment, our neighborhood, our home, our likes and dislikes. We're going to have to think outside of our circle of friends and acquaintances and associates. We're going to have to think outside the box. Eternal truth for today's church in the grace dispensation. We're going to be talking about all of this. Eternal truth for today's church in the grace dispensation. It must be that the most troubling, unnerving, disconcerting, confusing, fear-causing phenomena today amongst God's people. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about God's people. Is that we are looking for that which is not ours. Are we looking in the wrong place? And we're looking for that which is not ours. Yes. We're looking in Scripture even and jumping on that which is not ours. Things such as the Lord said in the Old Testament, I'll make you the head and not the tail. That's not ours. That's not to us. That is for us, but not to us. We are depending on that which will not last. We're depending on our youth, our stamina, our good health, our job, our income, our circle of friends, our own abilities. It won't last. Not here. We are hoping for that which has not been promised. Health, wealth, and happiness. Oh, I know what they're preaching today. But we as God's people in today's church are hoping for that which has not been promised to us. And we are striving for that which is already ours. We're striving, yearning, trying for that which already belongs to us. Give an example. I'm coming up the rough side of the mountain, trying to make it in. You're already in. You're already in because you were in. You are in because you were in. Praise God. Lord, pray for me that I be one of the ones that he's calling for in these last and evil days. You are. You've been called. Not in time, but in eternity. Hallelujah. Praise God. The primary, if not the only reasons for this can be traced to two things. Number one, the overwhelming majority of ministering is not focused on the portion of the Bible that is present truth or mystery truth. This is why we are confused. This is why we are scared. This is why we are fearful. This is why we are disconcerted. This is why we are troubled, because the ministry is mainly, primarily, teaching and preaching from those areas of the Bible that are not for us for direction. They are for our learning. They offer some comfort. How are you not going to get comfort out of the fact of David, King David, messing all the way up, and the Lord forgave him? Praise God in his mercy. How are you not going to get some comfort from reading in the Old Testament scriptures how the Lord put up with Israel betimes, time and time and time and time again?
Amen.
praise God, and bore them and fought for them and protected them.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank God.
You got to get comfort for it. But we cannot look there for direction. We have a gospel. It's called present truth, the mystery, or truth for today's church, the grace church.
Yes, Lord.
Not the church in the wilderness, but today's church, which is the grace church.
Thank God.
Listen, while all the Bible, all of it, is true, the great majority of it is not truth for you or for us. The great majority of it. It's, again, it's for our comfort, it's for our learning, but it is not truth for you. Some things we can corroborate and align with, and some things clash against our gospel or present truth. Here's the second thing we're doing that causes us to be so unnerved and discomforted, concerted, confused, and fear. Everything fears. North Korea getting the bomb. Oh!
Uh-huh.
Hope they don't about drop it on us.
Oh,
Iran about to get nukes.
Yes, Lord.
Everything causes us fear.
Oh, Lord.
Praise God. The economy is going down, down, down. President can't seem to bring it under control. Ah! They're threatening to take my pension. Ah! So many things cause us fear. Here's another reason we are so afraid. And this is one of the main reasons. Young people, we are prioritizing physicality over spirituality. We are prioritizing. Ella, won't you get for me Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 from the Interlineal Greek. We're prioritizing physicality, that which you can touch, smell, see, and connect with physically. We're putting it first in our lives over spirituality. We are prioritizing the below things, the things of the earth, the things around us, a job, family, home, affairs, bills. We're prioritizing the below things over the above things. That causes us to fear. Because when we look around us, the economy is in shambles. When we look around us, there's instability and unrest throughout the world, as we look around. So we have to take a look. We have to take a close look. We have to take a well-informed, intelligent look. A look not of what they say, or even not of what I or we say, but a look depending on the blessed Holy Spirit of God to illuminate and enlighten us and to convey unto us what the scriptures actually teach, not what they say they teach. And then, and only then, when we convey a survey what the scriptures actually teach, then comes real hope.
Yes, Lord.
Then
yes.
Comes real confidence. Then comes real contentment.
That's right.
Then comes real security. And then, and only then, comes real peace. Elder, I want you to read for me and show how that we are out of sync in the things that we are prioritizing as opposed to what we should be prioritizing as the people of God. Begin reading from the Interlineal Greek text, Colossians chapter 3, beginning verse 1 on through verse 4. Read, Elder.
Colossians chapter 3, first verse. In the interlinear.
Yes.
If therefore ye were co-raised with Christ.
Or since. That's a coordinating conjunction or subordinating conjunction. Or since. Therefore, since you were when? In the eternal realm.
Yes.
Not in time. Since ye were co-raised with Christ. I haven't seen him physically. I haven't got up out the grave physically yet. And I won't. Spiritually. Not physically. But since ye were co-raised with Christ. That's a spiritual, eternal act. Read, Elder.
The things above seek.
What things, Elder?
The things above.
Since you were co-raised with Christ. Remember where Christ ascended to? He ascended above.
Amen.
Since we were co-raised with Christ, the things above seek.
The things above seek.
Yes.
Where Christ is at the right hand of God.
Seek the things where Christ is at right of God.
Sitting. And the things above, mind ye.
And the things above, mind ye. Yes. Go to school. Get all the education you can. Yes. Get a job. Work diligently. And pastor said, be on time. Yes. Take care of your business. Pay your bills. Yes. Be a good citizen. But don't put any of, no stock, or don't put any of these things in overdrive or priority positions.
Amen.
Because they won't last. They will not last. I read in the history book that George Washington cut down a cherry tree. That's been 200 some years ago. Now him and the cherry tree is off the scene. These things will not endure. They won't last. Youth, good looks, gracefulness, strength, swiftness won't last. All my money, my pension won't last. These things are dissipating. They are for a time in time. In the time capsule. They're all going to go. Read on, Elder.
Not the things on the earth.
Seek the things above. Prioritize. That's the key word here. Prioritize. Number uno. Put first the above thing.
Yes.
Not the things that we just mentioned that are on the earth. Important as they are. They are important. Family, finance, and the like, social structure, friends. They are important, but we cannot prioritize them because they will come to an end. Read, Ella.
The things above, mind ye, not the things on earth. He died.
We died.
For, and the life of you.
We died. Spiritually, in Christ. Now here we are still physically alive. It's talking about spiritually in eternity in Christ. Not we're going to die physically. That's going to happen.
Amen.
But this is, I told you, think outside the box. We used to prioritizing physicality instead of spirituality. We treat physicality as though it's going to last forever.
Yes.
It won't. It won't. Just to give an example. I saw Brother Allen when his father, Deacon Mitchell, first brought him to Old Emmanuel in a bassinet carrying him. Now I think he's in junior high school. And one day he's going to be his father's age. And if the Lord give him more life, he'll be my age. And one day he, like all of us, are going to give it up according to physicality.
Amen.
I got a pension now. I got a pension now. I've been sucking off it for 3 years. One day, Ford won't have to mail me no more checks. I'm going to have to give it up. Praise God. Elder, read on. Our life is what?
Our life.
We died and our life is hid. Hid where, Elder?
The life has been hidden with Christ
in
God.
Our life, our true life, our sustained life is hid. The robber can't touch it. The drive-by shooter can't touch it. The car accident can't touch it. The atomic bomb can't touch it. The hunger, if this country come all the way down to its knees, can't touch it. If the overdose can't touch it, and I'm not talking about illegal, legal. The overdose of drugs can't touch it. Nothing can touch your true life. It's hid in the most secure place of the Almighty, in Christ, in God. Finish it up, Ella.
Amen.
I see you ain't going to get far today. I see that right now. Finish it up, Ella.
Okay. Whenever Christ is manifested, the life of us.
Whenever Christ is manifested, the life of us, our life. Then also ye with him.
Will be manifested in glory.
Will be manifested. Manifested. You are already in the body of Christ in the eternal heavenlies. But you just don't feel it, see it. Or realize it, I should say. Let me take that feel it back. You just don't see it or realize it. And here's the other thing. We got to think outside the box and toward the Word of God. It may not make sense to your mind or to my mind, but we don't walk by sight. The Bible says we walk by faith in the Word of God. We can't trust our eyes and our imagination. Somebody say that's the lionest nation in the world, imagination. Oftentimes, what we see or think we see can be our undoing, and it come to find out it was all for naught because it wasn't like we thought. So we have to trust the Word of God. We are in Christ right now. All right.
Amen.
Beginning at verse 8. Beginning at verse 8. Saints of God, let me say this. You are safe. If you, and that if is not an iffy if, you being in Christ, you are so safe. I mean,
Amen.
You just tremendously, I mean, you got it going on. Because of him.
Right.
You are so secure.
Yes,
you are so blessed. It's just pathetic.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
It's mind-boggling. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Verse 8. Everybody got the Bible open. 2 Timothy 2, 8 through 13. Verse 8. Ella, read from the interlinear Greek text, 2 Timothy 2 and 8. 2 Timothy 2 and 8 from the interlinear Greek text.
2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with the 8th verse.
With the 8th verse.
Remember Jesus Christ.
Remember, imperative present Paul is giving here. Jesus Christ,
having been raised,
and let me elaborate on that. Here, we exegete the scriptures.
Amen.
Exegete simply means dig out or bring out. Exhale means breathe out. Exit means go out. Extreme means way out. Exegete means dig out. And we do that by going to the original language. The Bible was not written in English. When it was written, the English language was not even in existence. It was written in the Greek language, so we go to the Greek language and all of its grammar in order to dig out the Holy Spirit's conveyance of what the Bible is actually teaching. And so we exegete.
Amen.
Here, this word raise is a verb participle. Participle is a verbal adjective. It's in the perfect tense, and it's in the passive voice.
Yes.
The perfect tense is a completed action. It's done. It's finished. It's already through.
Oh, Lord.
It's done. But the results of it come right down to the present. A completed action with ongoing or present results. Well, you say, well, supposing the present, this was 1741. That was the present.
That's right.
It was done then. The results came right down to 1741. Supposing Christ tarried till 2538. We're in 2009. 2538. Then that will be the present. And it will still be done, and the effects of it will still be just as potent in 2538.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
It's in the perfect tense and the passive voice. Christ was and is raised out from the dead. Still, he is because he was. Amen.
Yes.
Read on, Ella. Out from the dead.
Remember Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Having been raised.
Yes.
From the dead.
Having been and is raised from the dead.
Of the seed of David.
Of the seed of David.
According to the gospel of me.
According to the gospel of me. According to the flesh. According to the flesh, Jesus Christ was the son of David. And Paul said, according to the gospel of me. And this is going to be my main focus of comment today. Paul said the gospel of me, not the gospel of us, the gospel of me. Usually in verses like this, when and in Romans, the 16th chapter,
yes,
when Paul says, according to my gospel, or the gospel of me, the average child of God. Who did I say? The average child of God. Forget the world. The average child of God, the average Christian, minister and pew person alike, they think that Paul is bragging. He is not. He said the gospel of me, or the good news, the good message, singular, of me, singular. There are seven messages in the Bible.
Oh, yes.
Seven different messages in the Bible. But in the preaching of Jesus Christ, there are two distinct messages. One is the preaching of Jesus Christ according to prophecy.
Amen.
Prophecy is that which was foretold.
Amen.
And that's in the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes, right.
The other is the preaching of Jesus Christ according to mystery.
Yes,
and that's in the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. Our gospel. Now I made some bold assertions there, and you know, if you know me, I'm set to defend and back them up. But my defense is in Scripture. Elder, that list of verses that I gave you, you need it right now. There are seven gospel messages or good messages in the Bible. The first one was in the Garden of Eden when God told Adam and Eve, don't eat of a certain tree. In the day you eat thereof, you'll surely die. And then after they ate, the Lord in his mercy prophesied to them that the seed of the woman, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, would bruise the serpent who tempted you to do this head, and the serpent would bruise his heel at Calvary in manifestation. But they were blessed. The second good message, the third good message, all right, at first in innocence and then in conscience. When they sinned, they knew within that they were wrong.
Yeah.
Conscience.
That's right.
The third one was in human government unto Noah. When the Lord called out, separated one family, the family of Noah, God said, Noah, you... Oh, Jesus, I just thought, I don't know how we get down into time, into this age, and think that we choose God. We don't. All through the Bible, God did the choosing. He made the choice. But when we get down in our time, we think that we got to choose God. You don't. God told Noah, say, Noah, you, your wife, your three sons, and their wives come into the ark. Nobody else. God chose them, protected them, provided for them, and preserved them, and everyone else was destroyed.
That's it.
That was the gospel to them in human government. Next, we have the gospel, amen, in promise. Unto Abraham. God went down and chose Abraham. The scripture said that Abraham was an idol worshiper in Ur of the Chaldees. God called Abraham and told him, come to a land that I'll show you, and there I will bless you and make you a great nation. And Abraham was caused to obey the Lord. And I'm going to bless you, and you'll be a blessing. All nations will be blessed in you. All nations. Not just them that come from you, but all nations will be blessed in you. I made a point of that because it might come up again. When you find that Gentiles were saved along with the Jews, it's according to the Abrahamic promise and not specifically the grace promise or the grace testament. Although as Gentiles, we are saved in the grace testament predominantly. All right. Then we come down to law. God chose Israel. He called Moses out, told him to go up into the mountain and receive laws. And then when God spoke to him, he said, I will give you commandments and laws, and if conditional, here's a condition. If you keep my laws, then and only then will you be, I'll make a great nation of you, and you'll be blessed above all other people. Mm-hmm. We know they didn't, and eventually they were scattered, and they are still scattered today. See, well, they got about 6,000 over here. Most Jews are scattered still.
That's right.
Then we came down to the kingdom of promise, the promised kingdom, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's who we're going to get to. And then we have the grace dispensation. But I want you to see, I want you to leave here knowing for a surety that the gospel that we call our gospel, in lumping all the Bible together, especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all the epistles, 1 John, 2nd, 3rd John, Peter, and the like, and Revelation, amen. I want you to understand that these are not to you. This is not your contract, but it's for you, for your learning.
Amen.
All right. If you know this, listen. Somebody don't. And they need to hear it. Elder Liverman, go to Matthew, the 3rd chapter, in the first verse. I want verse 1 and verse 2. I wonder if everybody's Bible is open. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And Elder, while I'm mentioning this, from this one, you go right to the next one, Matthew 4 and 17. Matthew 3, 1 through 2. If nobody gets up and shout and wave a handkerchief, I want you to know what thus saith God's word. I want you to be educated. Listen to this. Those people, that denomination that come to your door and knock with a briefcase in their hand, they don't preach down fire from heaven. Everybody in that congregation sit with open Bible and probably pen and pencil, take notes and listen and learn, and they will put the average child of God to shame in a discussion or a debate. Because we just don't know. We haven't been taught. We've been so busy. Nothing wrong with so busy shouting, clapping, stand up and say amen and shout. And we haven't learned a thing. We're going to learn something today by God's grace. Elder Liverman, Matthew chapter 3. I said that the two gospels that preach Jesus Christ, they are distinct. One preach him according to prophecy, that which was prophesied, and the other preach him according to mystery, or that which was not previously known, but now it has been made known. It was his, but now it's made known. But the other is according to the prophets, what they prophesied. Ella, read it. Matthew 3, 1 and 2.
Matthew chapter 3, beginning with the first verse.
Yes, sir.
In those days, came John the Baptist.
John the Baptist, you heard
preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
Preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
And saying.
And this is what his the content, the main center thrust of his preaching was.
Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
For the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom that God will establish on the earth forever, of which the Lord Jesus Christ will be the head, and the 12 apostles will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 nations, the 12 tribes of Israel, rather. And the Gentile nations would be joined unto them in worship of God and enlightenment.
Yes.
This is that kingdom. John the Baptist preached saying, repent, change your mind, turn around. You broke the law. Turn away from your dependence on the law for pleasing God and for righteousness. Because the one is here now that kept the law for you.
Glory.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it in another 2,000 years. Keep the law. Jesus said, if you keep the whole law and yet offend in how many points?
One.
You've broken how much?
All. That's right. Preach
thee. Hallelujah. He preached the gospel of the kingdom. John the Baptist, herald in front of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was on the scene. The kingdom of God is at hand. Ready to be implemented in the earth. Earthly kingdom. Earthly. Remember what I said earlier? One of our main problems that causes fear, confusion, trouble, unnervingness, and disconcertedness of mind and anguish is because we are prioritizing earthly physical over spiritually heavenly, and it ain't going to work. Because every time you look around and look around, you're going to see something going to trouble you. Going to disturb you. Every time. Matthew 4 and 17, Elder Liverman. Turn with me, congregation.
Matthew
4, 17. I'm going to show you what's not yours, what's not your gospel, what's not your good news, what's not your contract, and I'm going to surely show you what is.
And Matthew 4,
definitely might not get through all the way to verse 13. Matthew 4 and 17.
From that time,
when he came through the coast of Tyre and Sidon of the Gentiles, where Gentiles mainly dwell, from that time, Jesus Christ began to preach. What did he say?
And to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Same message. Same central message. The kingdom, the earthly kingdom that God promised that David's son would reign over in the book of 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter. See, Solomon couldn't because he couldn't continue because of death. But this son lives forever. And he can. So when you see that there, don't think it's Solomon in 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter. Don't think it's Solomon. He died. All right. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now go down to the 23rd verse of the 4th chapter of 11.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went about all Galilee.
And Jesus went about all Galilee.
Teaching in their synagogues.
Teaching in their synagogues.
And preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people.
He preached what again, Elder?
He preached the gospel of the kingdom.
Of the kingdom. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Only the pure in heart shall see God. If a man compel you to go a mile, go two, twain. Now, whose heart is pure? I'm talking about really. All day really. All week, all month, all year, all your life.
I hear you.
If a man compare you to go 2 miles with him, go twain. Women, you have already rejected that one.
Amen.
You don't know who you're getting in the car with.
Amen.
Or letting in the car with you. The gospel of the kingdom. You're living in the present evil age. This gospel, which is on hold now, shall be resurrected in a time when the devil will be bound forever, and peace and righteousness will reign on the earth, and Christ will lord over all. Not now. Not now. All right, Elder, give me Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 9. Turn there with us. Matthew 10, 5 through 9.
Matthew chapter 10.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with the 5th verse.
5th verse.
These 12.
Jesus
sent forth.
You hear that? These 12, even Judas, these 12... Did Jesus send forth what?
Jesus sent forth.
Mm-hmm.
Saying? Go not into the way of the Gentiles.
Go not into the way of the Gentiles.
And into any city of the Samaritans.
The half-breeds, half-Jew, half-Gentile.
Enter ye not.
Don't even go there.
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
And as you go, preach.
Mm-hmm. And here's what we say. Well, I wanna see what Jesus said. I wanna follow what Jesus said in his earthly ministry. Jesus, first of all, wasn't talking to us as Gentiles. He told his disciples, "Don't go to the Gentiles. Don't go to the half-breeds, but go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And I know somebody don't believe me. That's because I got another verse coming. I got another one coming after this one. Finish reading that, Ella.
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yeah.
And as you go preach.
As you go preach.
Saying. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Same thing. John the Baptist, Jesus, and the disciples, the 12. Right?
Amen.
Read it.
Heal the sick.
Heal the sick. That's part of that gospel. Healings is part of the kingdom gospel.
Yeah.
What else?
Cleanse the leper.
Cleanse the leper. You don't see much of that going on.
Raise the dead.
Oh, my God. You definitely don't see that. You might see a sight job, but you don't see my dead being raised. And they did it. Raise the dead.
Cast out devils.
Oh, Lord. Cast the devil out. Read it, Elder.
Freely you have received.
You receive it?
Freely give.
Give.
Provide neither gold.
Provide neither gold.
Nor silver.
Nor silver.
Nor brass in your purse.
Nor brass in your purse. And nowadays, every preacher is trying to get a big church. Not every, forgive me. Many preachers sever a big church, which translate into big bucks. Throwing money on the altar. Don't nobody get up and bring no money down here. That's not in the gospel of the grace of God. That was in kingdom law.
That's it.
You finished that, Ella?
No.
One more. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Acts, the 10th chapter, the 39th through the 43rd verse, Ella. Let's go to Acts and, no, first of all, Matthew 15, 21 through 28. Matthew 15, 21 through 28. I knew when the Holy Spirit put these in my mind, I knew it was going to be a teaching, more so than preaching message. But you have got to, saints of God, you have got to understand, not to be saved, but to carry you in what God, understanding what God has provided for you while you are here in this present evil age in the earth with everything corrupted around you.
Amen.
You got to understand. You got Matthew 15, 21 through 28, Ella?
Yes.
All right. We always want to run and talk about what Jesus preached and what Jesus taught. Come on with it, Ella.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
Then Jesus went thence and departed unto the coast of Tyre and Sidon.
Yes, he did.
And behold, a woman of Canaan.
Everybody listening? A woman of Canaan.
Came out of the same coast. And cried unto him. Have mercy on me, O Lord.
She was a Gentile. Amen. Have mercy on me, O Lord.
Thou son of David.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But he answered her not a word.
He didn't even pay her. He ignored her. Amen. She was a Gentile. Read, Elder.
And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us.
Disciples didn't even want to be bothered with her. She was a Gentile. Like us. Read it.
But he answered and said,
mm-hmm.
I am not sent.
Jesus. If your Bible got red, do your Bible have red writing? This would be in red. This will be in red writing. Jesus said, what, Elder?
I am not sent.
I am not sent to nobody.
But unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
But the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus didn't go around healing and casting devils out of Gentiles. This is the exception to the rule. Just like Abraham, posterity in Genesis 12 chapter, were going to be blessed through him, and he would be a blessing to others.
Yes.
But the blessing was first to him and his posterity, which ultimately was Israel.
Oh, Lord. Come on,
but we come from another way.
Come on.
Oh. The church today, the body of Christ, we come from another source. Did you finish that, Ella?
I'm not sent but to the lost
sheep of the house of Israel.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me.
Then she came and worshiped him. She wouldn't go away. She was caused by the Lord to keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
He was full of grace and truth, remember? He wasn't like we'd be sometime on our job. Somebody tried to ask you something. You passing. I want to talk to you about how was your weekend. Hallelujah. Read it, Ella.
But he answered her and said,
mm-hmm.
It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
It's fitting to take the children's bread, which is Israel, and cast it to these dog Gentiles or dog Gentiles. And you want to follow what Jesus preached. Can't do it. That was kingdom gospel of the kingdom that to come. Had they received their Messiah, their King, instead of saying, crucify him, the kingdom would have been ushered in right then. But that was not in the decree of God. He had a people and a dispensation that was not revealed. The kingdom, the gospel of grace, the mystery, and members of the body of Christ. That's why they refused it. They weren't to refuse it. They were not enabled, to receive it. They were not enabled to receive him and that truth, the kingdom truth, then.
Because
the Lord wanted to manifest us in the gospel of grace. One more there, Ella, regarding Jesus Christ according to mystery. Turn to Acts the 10th chapter. Acts the 10th chapter, Ella. I'm not going to get anywhere. I see that.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, Jesus. Acts the 10th chapter and beginning at the 39th verse, Ella. Acts 10:39.
Acts chapter
10:39. And read through 43. Turn there with me, everybody.
Oh, glory.
I see them out in Houston taking notes like crazy. Preacher be humming along calmly. Folk be looking, listening, and taking notes. So let's take mental notes at least today.
Amen.
Acts 10:39 through 43. Ella, as soon as you get it, read it.
And we are witnesses. Oh.
This is Peter preaching to Gentiles. That's why I mentioned that earlier. I made distinction of that earlier about Gentiles. Blessed as a result of Israel receiving her blessing. These are Gentiles. This is Cornelius and his household. And what he said?
Of all things which he did both.
We are witnesses of all things he did both.
In the land of the Jews.
This is Peter speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Read it.
And in Jerusalem.
And in Jerusalem.
Whom they slew and hang on a tree.
You know that's Jesus. Uh-huh.
Him God raised up the third day.
Uh-huh.
And showed him openly.
Mm-hmm.
Not to all the people.
Not to everybody.
But unto witnesses.
The witnesses.
Chosen before of God.
Chosen before of God. God choose who he want for any purpose.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Even to us.
Who did eat and drink.
Now, Paul was not even heard of then. He was alive. He existed in the flesh, but he wasn't even heard of when these things happened. When they were tabernacling and eating and sleeping and preaching and walking with the Lord Jesus. He wasn't even on the scene yet. Read on, Elder.
Who he did eat and drink with him.
They ate and drank with
him. He rose from the dead.
Yes.
And he commanded us to preach.
He commanded us to preach.
Unto the people.
Unto the people.
And to testify.
And to testify.
That it is he.
That is he. Is he?
Which was ordained.
Ordained.
Of God.
Of God.
To be the judge of the quick and the dead.
Yes.
Read to him.
Listen at this. Here it is. To him.
Give all the prophets.
Now we saw that it's the Lord Jesus. To him give all the prophets what?
Witness.
All the prophets wrote and prophesied about the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah's book is full of it.
Amen.
Especially the 53rd chapter. Amen. Testifying about what he would do, even how he would die and hang on a tree. Where he would be buried, amongst whom. Malachi speaks of it.
Amen.
All of the prophets prophesied or gave witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read on. Is that the end of that, Ella?
No. That through his name.
Whosoever believeth in him.
Shall receive remission of sins.
Shall receive forgiveness of sins. And that's probably an aorist tense. Shall have received forgiveness of sins. If you didn't receive forgiveness of sins in eternity, you can forget it in time.
I hear you.
Dear heart, Ella, turn to Galatians chapter 1. Dear heart, God's workings are, they are not a work in progress. Folk are not getting saved day by day. We was chosen in him before the foundation of the world, not in time. If you didn't come in, manifested in the time capsule, in the earth, in salvation, it won't manifest when you go out of here.
Amen.
If you didn't bring salvation in here, you won't take it out of here.
I hear you.
There is an elect of God.
Amen.
Either you are chosen or you not chosen of God. You don't choose him. He chooses you. I know what Romans 10:9-10 said about faith come by hearing by the word of God and so forth. Saints of God, those are aorist tenses.
Yeah.
If you haven't been decreed of God to hear, you won't hear in time.
I hear you.
Only those whom God has ordained salvation will hear and their salvation be manifested. It's already actualized.
Yeah.
but it's just manifested in the time capsule. Mine was manifested in the early 70s. Yours might have been manifested at a different time. It was manifested. Manifest means to show or reveal clearly or openly.
Amen.
I was saved and didn't know it.
Amen.
You were saved and didn't know it. God knows I didn't know it.
Oh, glory.
Head full of superfly hair, gold teeth, diamond on the tooth. I didn't know it. Elder, begin reading at Galatians. Now here is Jesus Christ according to mystery. The preaching of Jesus Christ according to mystery. Elder, read.
What, 1 through?
11 through 20, I'm sorry. 11 through 20.
But I certify you, brethren.
I certify you, brethren, Paul said.
That the gospel which was preached of me.
Yes.
It's not after man.
And that's singular. Me is singular. It's not after man. Uh-huh.
For I need to receive it of man.
I didn't receive it from no man. Peter and the 12 received their teaching, their gospel from the Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly, fleshly manifestation. Paul had it revealed unto him as he spent 3 years in the Arabian desert. Hallelujah. It was revealed to him by the resurrected, ascended Jesus. The disciples who became the apostles, they had it taught to them over 3.5 years that they tabernacled and walked, ate, slept, and preached with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Paul didn't know the earthly Christ.
That's it.
We only see Paul in the 8th chapter, 7th chapter of the book of Acts when he was holding the coats of them that were stoning the martyr, the Saint Stephen to death, the Christian Stephen to death. All right, read on, and I'm going to try not to say much more. Read on, Ella.
For we have heard.
Mm-hmm.
For ye have heard of my conversation.
You heard of my manner of life in time past.
In the Jews' religion.
In the Jews' religion. In the Jews' religion. Uh-huh.
How that beyond measure.
Uh-huh.
I persecuted the church of God.
I persecuted them that believed on Jesus in the kingdom church. Peter and all those like them that believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, I persecuted them. I killed some, I caused some to curse the Lord, the name of Christ, and I put some in jail. However, the pendulum swung or the sticks fell, that's what happened. If I could have got you and killed you, that's what Paul did. Read on, Ella.
And profit in the Jews' religion.
Yes, I profited. They liked me. Mm-hmm.
Above men and my equals in my own nation.
Read it.
Being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers.
Yes.
But when it pleased God. Who separated me from my mother's womb.
Aorist tense. Past completed action. He's reading from the King James. But these are aorists. These are things that were done but had not been manifested until the Lord decreed in the time capsule the appointed time for them to manifest. Paul was killing Christians and didn't have a clue, didn't even have an inkling that he was one of them. He didn't know. Read him.
And called me by his grace.
He called me by his grace.
To reveal his son in me.
Yes.
That I might preach among him.
That I may preach him among the heathen or among the Gentiles. Remember, those other ones were told not to go to the Gentiles. Albeit, Peter did preach the Gentiles because of the kingdom aspect. Gentiles will be saved as a result of Israel receiving her blessing.
Come on now.
But until Israel receives her blessing, Gentiles can't be saved through a Jew.
Oh.
That gospel is put on hold right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, read on, Ella.
Immediately I conferred.
I didn't confer.
Not with flesh and blood.
With flesh and blood.
Neither went I up to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
To them which were apostles before me.
Yes.
But I went into Arabia.
I went into Arabia.
And returned again to Damascus.
3 years he was there. Returned to Syria. Mm-hmm. Verse 20. Is that the end?
18. Then after 3 years.
After 3 years.
I went up to Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
To see Peter.
Uh-huh.
And abode with him 15 days.
Yes, he had already received his gospel, the mystery. And then he went up to them that were preaching the kingdom gospel. All right, Ella, let's go. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3 and 11, 1 through 11, we're going to end right there. One more, saints, one more. Ephesians 3, 1 through 11, and I'm going to have to come back to this. Ephesians 3:1-11.
Ephesians chapter 3.
We have got to know what is our gospel. We got to know what is truth for us. Otherwise, we're looking for things that will not come. Or we're believing in things that won't manifest. Or we'll be expecting things that are not ours. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1, Elder, read it when you get it. Now, I want you to listen to your contract. I want you to see it. Note also who Paul is talking to. And by the way, he's in prison when he's preaching, writing this letter, as was in 2 Timothy. He was not enjoying a life of ease. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1, read it, Elder. Read it from the Interlineal Greek, please. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1.
Ephesians chapter 3.
He was in prison. Amen. But yet writing of hope, writing of confidence, writing of security, writing, praise God, of eternal enlightenment and security. We don't have it here, but it shall be manifested unto us. I want you to get this. This is going to put the clincher on who this gospel or this message is to. The message of grace. We've already seen that it's different. Paul didn't get it from no man. He didn't learn it from man. Now we're going to see its contents. What is in our contract for us? You got it, Ella?
Yes.
Interlinear Greek text, read it. Just follow along. It's going to read a little different, but follow along anyway, and I'll be down.
Of this by reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ.
All right, listen to it.
Jesus, on behalf of you, the nations.
Which are Gentile, the Gentile nations, nation people. That's what we're talking to. This is to us. This is our contract. Read it.
If indeed
you
heard the stewardship of the grace of God given to me
given
for you.
To me for you. I got to say this. I got to say this. The stewardship, there are several words to describe that one Greek word, economia. It means dispensation. It means administration. It means stewardship.
Yes.
It means house rule.
Yes,
we just had a changing of the house rule or the administration in Washington, D.C.
Right.
God has seven dispensations. This is, you just heard it. The dispensation of the grace of God is not the dispensation of innocence, when he was dealing in innocence, not of conscience, not of human government, not of promise, not of law, and not of kingdom. This is the preaching of Jesus Christ according to mystery, wherein is the gospel and the dispensation of the grace of God, and it's for today's church.
Amen.
Read one, verse 2 again, Elder.
If indeed you heard the stewardship of the grace of God given to me for you.
Yes.
And by way of revelation.
By revelation.
Was made known
to
me the mystery.
The mystery, that which was previously hidden but now revealed to me. Revelation, through making it known. He revealed unto me the mystery.
As I previously wrote in the brief.
Yes.
As to which ye can reading.
Yes.
To realize the understanding of me.
While you're reading, you can understand.
In the mystery of Christ.
My knowledge in the mystery.
Which in other generations.
Which in all those other dispensations and generations.
Not was made known to the sons of men.
It wasn't revealed to them. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the like.
As now.
It
was revealed to the holy apostles.
All right, not talking about Peter and them right here, because Peter said in one of his epistles that our brother Paul, in his epistles, his letters, there are some things hard to understand. So that's not the apostles he's talking about. It's talking about the grace apostles here, or those that were helpers of Paul in propagating the gospel of the grace of God, the mystery.
Yes.
All right, read on.
To the whole apostle of him and the prophets in spirit to be the nation's joint heirs.
Yes, the nation's joint heirs. That's us. We are joint heirs.
And a joint body and joint sharers.
We are of the joint body. That's the body of Christ and joint sharers.
Of the promise in Christ.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Through the gospel.
Through the gospel. It certainly wasn't the gospel that our Lord Jesus and John the Baptist and the 10, the 12 preached. It's the gospel of the grace of God. This is where you find out what's for you, what you can expect, what is your hope. Read on, Ella.
Of which I became a minister.
Of which gospel I became a minister of it.
According to the gift of the grace of God.
Ella, we're gonna read one more and I'm going to quit. I'm down. According to the gift of the grace of God.
Given to me according to the operation of the power of him.
According to him and the power of his working. Not me. All right, one more verse. And this is what you have as a member of the body of Christ. You didn't come by way of the flesh as Israel did. You came by way of eternal generation. Eternal spiritual generation in Christ, in God. Read this last verse, Elder.
Verse 8. To me, the lesser of all the saints.
Less of all the saints.
Was given this grace.
Was given this grace.
To the nations. To preach the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, or better word, untrackable riches of Christ. The riches of Christ that cannot be tracked or traced out. They are not, you won't find them in the Old Testament. You won't find them in Revelation. You won't find them in the epistles of Peter, John, and James. But they are only given to us in that portion of the Bible, Paul's epistles, for the church, the body of Christ. It tells you who you are, what you have, what you can expect. And it's all spiritual. You look at the preamble or the heading of each of those epistles from Romans through Hebrews, and you will see grace and peace. Hear it. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That is unto us.
Thank God.
My daddy's name was Horace Daniel Gavin. But that was according to the flesh.
Yes.
God is my Father according to the eternal spirit. We were in Christ and we were manifested in the flesh. As I said, I from my fleshly father and you from your fleshly parentage. But you are already a child of God. Survey the tops of those epistles and you'll see. Grace and peace from God our Father. And the Lord, or even the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God.